Let's go now to Brazil, a nation that's both still in mourning following the Brazilian team's shocking exit from the World Cup, but now also celebrating its relatively successful hosting of the high-profile international sporting event. We spoke with NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro the day the games began more than a month ago, and at that time, things were rather different. Transportation workers were on strike, and demonstrators flooded Brazilian streets protesting the billions of dollars spent on the games. Lourdes is back with us now for an update from Sao Paulo. Hi there.
Hi there.
So today things are a bit more calm than when you and I last spoke in June. After all the buildup and the problems and the protests in advance of the World Cup, how did it go?
Well, that depends who you talk to. Let's start with the visiting fans or the journalists. In fact, I posed this very question to our Tom Goldman and Russell Lewis, who traveled all over Brazil during the games, and they gave Brazil an A. I'm quoting here. They say the flights were pretty flawless despite all the concerns. Airports were easy to negotiate. The cabs were great. The cabbies were even better. The downsides for them were the comms. The internet was iffy. The cell phone networks often stopped working. But minor annoyances, they said. And I think that reflects what I heard from so many visitors here. The Brazilian people, the country itself, which is so beautiful, really were the stars. This is a spectacular nation, and the play on the field was amazing too. And I think everyone just felt that they could enjoy themselves and have a good time. So from that perspective, it went really well for the people who visited Brazil. And that in turn meant this was a boost for Brazil and its image.
Okay, so what about the Brazilians themselves? How did they feel about how the World Cup went?
Well, I think there's an enormous sense of relief that it's over. I think there are mixed feelings here, though. On the good side, tourism boomed by 138%. People that I've spoken to say, in general, they feel it was well organized, and that was a huge relief. They are happy that the image of the country wasn't tarnished, which was a concern before this all started. But again, there are some major buts here. All those negative feelings that people had before the Cup didn't just evaporate. Many people that we've spoken to actually say they still don't feel that hosting the World Cup was worth it, that the expense was too much in a country that lacks health and education. Some people here are worried about the economy. It is kind of flatlining now. And local governments went into a lot of debt to build these stadiums and infrastructure. And they're saying, you know, the bill for this is now going to come due. We had a month-long party here, but there are still many problems that Brazil faces. And at the end of the day, really, was it worth it? And some people that I've spoken to have said no. Some people, though, have said yes, and they're very pleased with the way that it's gone.
You know, we mentioned that the last time you and I spoke, you were actually on the streets in Sao Paulo at a protest just before the start of the World Cup, where things were very quickly escalating. We've got some tape from that conversation, so let's listen to some of that.
I think you can hear behind me, I'm at a protest here in Sao Paulo with people who are against the World Cup, and things got very tense very quickly here. We have a lot of security, a lot of train security, riot police, and the protesters were chanting. There's only a few dozen of them, not very many at all, but the police really are not taking any chances. They do not want the narrative of this World Cup to be hijacked by the protesters, so they try to disperse them very quickly. And as you can just hear behind me, there was a percussion grenade that just went off.
Oh, Lourdes, it still gets my heart racing hearing that moment again. We were all worried about your safety there, but you were fine, thank goodness. But what has happened in terms of concerns about police brutality and the handling of protests during the World Cup?
Well, I think that has become an enormous issue here. We had violent protests, as you heard there, that were violently repressed. Brazil put tens of thousands of police and security onto the streets, and they were not messing around. We saw last night in Rio a police attack unarmed protesters and journalists. There have been warrantless arrests during this period, activists being held without charge. So if you're talking to human rights groups, they would say that what's kept the fans safe and happy was police repression and the militarization of this country.
Now, a minute ago, you said that there are still people in Brazil who question whether or not hosting the World Cup was worth it. And that makes me wonder about the upcoming 2016 Olympic Games in Rio, because it's pretty much the same set of issues. Billions of dollars being spent on facilities for another, you know, marquee international sporting event. Do there continue to be the similar concerns about the Olympic Games?
Yes, the countdown begins. We don't even get a minute of rest here. I think the quick answer is the fact that the World Cup went well bodes well for the Olympics. I think they're going to get cut some slack now. Brazil has shown that it can put on a mega event. But the Olympics and the World Cup are two very different sporting events. The World Cup was played in 12 cities all over the country. The Olympics will be in one city, Rio. They have two very different sporting bodies in control of them, FIFA and the Olympic Committee, and so two different sets of challenges. We already have so many of the same issues, as you mentioned, cropping up that we've had for the World Cup: cost overruns, delays, infrastructure issues, forcible evictions, human rights issues. So, you know, there's going to be a great deal of scrutiny on the host city, Rio de Janeiro, in the run-up to this, and certainly it is a concern for the people of that city and the country at large. But I think because the World Cup has gone well in the eyes of many Brazilians, in the eyes of the international community, I think a lot of people will say, hey, it worked for the World Cup, it's going to work for the Olympics too.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro speaking to us from Sao Paulo, Brazil. Lourdes, always great to talk to you. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
And Meghna, I'm sure you were watching the World Cup yesterday because I know you're a huge soccer fan.
Yes, hands ringing the whole time.
I was out doing some reporting here in Champaign-Urbana, and I can tell you it was a very quiet day as everyone was inside, including two friends who are here watching this show go on the air right now with me in the studio, Lizzy and Ned Goldwasser, who say that they were rooting for Argentina, but not strongly. So I'm sure they're not too disappointed at this point. This is Here and Now.